I'm going to put a warning right up front, okay? This is the next level video of whatever's after Blackpilled. So if you're not ready to hear that rant, then you probably should just go to a different video. Don't watch this. Click on something else. I've been paying attention too long. That's what it is. I figured it out. I've been paying attention way too damn long. Because some of these things, I can't take it anymore. And I don't know how anyone else is. It got announced today that the FDA is putting up a chemical contaminants transparency tool, which will allow you to see the level of chemicals and contaminants and carcinogens in a searchable database of what's used to evaluate the health risks of contamination in your food. And I've just been doing this way too long, and I realized it this week. Actually, I realized it last week, and that's why I have recorded things and not put them up, because I can feel it now in my whole self, in total. Young, fresh-faced, independent journalists who have been doing this way less than I have shared that with an exclamation point like, yeah! They're all excited! Oh my gosh, the FDA is gonna give us a tool so we can see how much cadmium and lead and carcinogens are in our food supply! Exclamation point, yay! And I'm just like, are you freaking serious? So I shared it, and I said, who even really trusts the FDA that set these so-called chemical contaminant standards for how much cadmium or lead we should be safely eating in any given item? And it's all broken out by items, guys. It's all broken out by not just items, but what you put your food on, too. Because you have to think about this. It's not just the food item itself. It's also what it's prepared in, right? Like all those nonstick cookware pans and such. What it's packaged in. So the BPA plastics that other countries have banned a long time ago now, we still can't seem to for some reason. All of that has to be considered, not just the food item itself. And then you have to think about it in terms of cumulative effects over time, which, by the way, they pretend don't exist. So it's all one individual item, right? Because that's how everyone eats. We don't combine ingredients together to form one dish in a meal, which includes multiple dishes for one meal that we don't then eat several times a day, right? We don't do that. We all just eat one ingredient by itself, completely alone, with nothing else. Like, it just... And my response was, why does this feel like the post equivalent of slaves clapping because they didn't get whipped today? So that's the difference between me now and me 10 years ago when I was all idealistic too. I've been doing this too long. And I posted that. I said, who even really trusts this FDA that set these standards of what's okay to put in your food? Candy intended for children. What's the recommended maximum level of lead in candy for your kids? The same FDA that after 35 years finally went, oh, you know what? That one red dye, that's actually carcinogenic and bad for you. And we knew it 35 years ago. We're going to go ahead and say, let's take that out of the food. But we're going to give the people who make that food 2 years to do it. So meanwhile, people are still buying and eating it. Okay? That's the same FDA who's now going to give us a tool that's going to let us know each individual item, how much whatever is in it and whether or not that's actionable. The same one pretending cumulative effects when combined over time aren't a thing? Is that the one we're supposed to trust about it? And I actually had someone who said, true, but can we be thankful they made the tool for the people to decide? They made a tool for us to decide. Can't we be thankful?
The simplest, tiniest repairs without the proper tools can turn a normal human being into a fit of raging frustration.
Can't we just, you know, like send a gift basket of flowers to the FDA for finally doing anything? Decide. That's the word that really hit me. Not even thankful. Thankful I laughed at, but decide pissed me off. And that's why I'm making this video, because it's not a tool to decide anything. It's not like you're actually deciding how much plutonium or strontium-90 is good for you to eat today. That's not a thing. That's not what this is. A tool to decide. how much toxins to eat. A tool to decide how much toxins to eat from the agency that supposedly exists at all. The only reason there's even an FDA at all, the only reason it even exists at all, is because it's supposed to be in the name of public health and safety, making sure that our food and drug system is safe for us to consume. That's the whole reason that agency even exists. That's supposed to be the reason they exist. A tool to decide? That's a joke. That's a joke, right? That's a joke being played on us all. Because uneducated decisions on whether or not to willfully consume a little bit of known carcinogens here and a little bit of known carcinogens there, and plus whatever you're eating it on, what it's packaged in, as I said before, what it's cooked in, should at the very least require a level of actually informed consent. Informed. But we're not informed in this country, not in the least, about the true health effects of any of this. Most especially not cumulatively over time. We're not informed about that, and that is by design. The only people who are going to be using such a tool are the people who can afford to eat organic and everything. But as we know, that's not the majority of people who are sick and have problems in this country can't afford to do that, because we have a eugenical food system in this country. That is what we have. And the wealthier you are, the better quality food you can afford.
Look, it's a person.
And that is just an open secret. Everyone knows it's the truth. If you want something with less pesticides on it, you gotta pay more. And most people cannot afford it. And this whole situation stings so much more when you have the knowledge to back up what I'm saying, and I do. Michael Taylor, who was at times a lawyer at a firm that represented Monsanto, then later he was vice president for public policy at Monsanto, and then later he was FDA food safety czar, because that's how these agencies work. There's a revolving door between the agency and the corporations they're supposed to be regulating and protecting us from, right? There's a revolving door there, and everybody knows about it. And that's complete across the government. But it was Michael Taylor who made it his business to argue the de minimis interpretation of the Delaney Clause. The Delaney Clause was a law from 1958 that actually prohibited, a federal law, prohibiting carcinogenic chemicals from being put into processed foods. But he argued the de minimis interpretation, which is to reinterpret that to say that small amounts of things that cause cancer in animals could be declared safe for us to eat under the, quote, reasonable certainty of no harm safety standard for food additives, whatever the living hell that is actually supposed to mean. Because it just sounds like a bunch of Orwellian bullshit to me. And it also sounds like Orwellian bullshit to other people, such as William Schultz, who wrote in the Journal of American College of Toxicology back in 1988, why the FDA's de minimis interpretation of the Delaney Clause is a violation of law, and said, my contention is that this policy is an illegal device for avoiding the plain language of the Delaney Clause, and that's because there really is no other way you can interpret that. It's some legalese bullshit that Michael Taylor, who was way in bed with Monsanto, came up with. Who does that benefit? Not you. Okay? Not you. It doesn't benefit you. And it absolves the FDA from actually being the FDA and having anything to do with public health or safety. It's ridiculous. It's a joke. But I'm supposed to be thankful. We're all supposed to be thankful. Thankful that they're still allowing everyone to be poisoned. Knowingly. Willfully. And now they're just letting us know blatantly in our faces how much, without the education of what that even really means in practicality, to back that new information up in an actionable way for us to be able to decide anything. This entire system has done everything it can in this country to divorce in people's minds health from what they eat. So we're supposed to put something in our mouths, chew it, swallow it. It goes through our entire system of digestion. Your gastrointestinal tract, I just read, when you unroll that, it's 30 feet long. It stays with you for a bit, but we're supposed to believe that has no effect at all on your health. And then just sometime vaguely, when you get older, you're supposed to come down with some horrible disease of one brand or another, and then have all of your wealth sucked out of you by our insanely ridiculous so-called healthcare system, for which we pay more than any other freaking country on Earth, which will then suck all the wealth out of you at the end of your life, so you can't pass anything on to your children for them to have anything. That is what we have. Meanwhile, I just read by the 1980s there were 41,000 federal regulations on a freaking hamburger. That is the most ridiculous Terry Gilliam Brazil-level government situation I've ever heard of in my life. 41,000 federal regulations on a hamburger by the 1980s. But not on this aspect. After 41,000 federal regulations, that hamburger still has carcinogens in it. Okay? That's the joke. The joke is this government. It's an unconstitutional, Leviathan, soul-sucking joke that's being played on us all every single minute of every single day of our entire lives. Every aspect of it. And I think, at this point, I honestly believe that's why some people can't wait to leave the planet. They want to go to another planet. Not because Earth isn't a beautiful place, and really it's the only one we know of that can actually sustain life in a practical way, at least at this point, but they would rather go live on a barren wasteland desert that doesn't even have oxygen to escape the tyrannical systems that are controlling this planet, okay? Like the eugenical open-air energy prison farm that it actually is. The only way that it continues the way it does is because if everyone really truly understood how badly everyone is getting fucked, it would all crumble and fall apart. There would be fire in the streets tomorrow. The whole thing would burn to the ground if everybody really understood what was happening here. But it's all designed to make sure that you never do, that you never do, your friends never do, your family never does, and that if you do and you try to explain it to them, they act like you're insane. That is how it's designed, okay? So I'm whatever's beyond black-pilled. Black-pilled is for people that have only been around since COVID. That's what's happening, and I'm sorry for that. I probably shouldn't even put this video up, but there's a part of me that thinks I really should, because it's beyond time that these things were freaking said for real in a real way that's actually just what's going on and not dancing around it in some bullshit way that everyone seems to be okay with forever and nothing ever actually changes. I'm sick of nothing ever actually changing. I am so beyond tired, bone weary of things never changing. They just keep saying it's changing. It's not changing though. This isn't change. We shouldn't be clapping for this. You know what? Back in the day, they used to have a ritual. It was the ritual of reversal. And slaves, for one day or a couple days out of the year, they would get to play a role switch where they would get to pretend to be the masters of the plantation. And they got to control everything for a day or two. You know why they did that? They didn't do it just to be nice to their slaves. They did it because if they allowed their slaves to have that moment, they were much less likely to revolt and try to escape. I'm glad I put a warning at the beginning of this video because it's not for everyone. I'm just pissed. And I'm sorry, guys. I will try to do better next time. But I feel like I've been trying my whole life. And right now, with everything that's going on, it's getting extremely hard to be a person who has made it their life's mission to study history and look at what is happening. So be thankful. It's not possible. It's not possible right now with this to be thankful. I will be thankful when an actual change happens. I will be thankful when something happens that actually stops this madness. I love you all. And if I didn't, I wouldn't keep doing this. Because paying attention is so hard. It's the hardest thing that I have ever done.